That's Mel Parsons' Circling the City. It's the lead-off track from Mel's new album, Sabotage, due out this Friday. We caught up with Mel, who was home in Littleton after traveling up to Auckland for the AMA Awards show.
Yeah, it was a good party. I enjoyed the new format.
Yep. No, it seemed to move, although it could have been a little... I don't understand why they had an hour break in between the things. That seemed odd.
Was it an hour?
Yeah.
I actually didn't notice. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's probably good. So maybe it wasn't too long.
Yeah. It was great for me. I had lots of chats with lots of people that I completely missed. There was a lot of people there, eh?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Obviously.
It was a good one. So what was your highlight? Do you remember anything that stands out?
Oh, so many. I love Stan Walker's performance.
That
loved
pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and Henny Wehe's speech, and yeah, there are lots of cool moments in there. Seeing Kaylee Bell.
Yeah, she's amazing, right?
And just smashing it is really cool. she's been working for a long time at that, so it's very cool to see her there. Yeah.
Right. Okay, now let's talk about your record, Sabotage.
Yeah. Sure.
Very exciting. We'll start with the title, I guess. That's as good a place as any. And there's a title track, obviously. So why have you chosen that particular song and that particular title for this one?
I think I like the word. I like the word sabotage. And I think, I think it just has sort of layered meanings, and it means different things to different people. And you know, I know that has been used before as an album title, but I just think...
I think there's a Black Sabbath album called Sabotage.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and maybe some Beastie Boys. I don't know.
Sounds like something.
I like the idea of it, and I like it that it means, different things to different people. So,
well, it's interesting because it's a term now everybody uses. Self sabotage is a thing.
Yeah.
Whereas back in Black Sabbath's day, I don't think that was something that people talked about.
Yeah, true.
Is self-sabotage something you are concerned with?
I'm not concerned with it, but it's definitely in play, you know. I think that it's despite my best intentions, I still I certainly self-sabotage.
Yeah, well, it's a thing that everybody can get up to if they let themselves, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. I think yes. Yeah, yeah. It's sort of a tricky one to define, but yeah, I absolutely guilty. Guilty.
Okay. Well, we all are. That's how we get where we are. So now, from what I read, you and Josh Logan kind of made this record completely together, which is unusual for you. So tell us why that happened and how that happened.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess it had its seeds in the lockdown kind of time. I'm very loath to talk lockdowns, of course, given its overuse. But started out at that time, and then because of that, we didn't. There was no band involved because obviously you couldn't see anyone. So, it was just me coming to the studio with kind of song ideas, and then just kind of piecing the songs together. And it was quite a different process in that way. Often, you know, usually most of my other records have been that I'll take a pretty much fully formed song in with a band, and and we hash out the parts there and then and kind of make a record together. But yeah, this was a lot more pieced together, I suppose you could say.
So did you learn anything from that process? Is it better, worse, different? How did it work for you?
I'm sure I learned something, Marty. I don't know.
Oh, dear. I didn't mean to put you on the
spot. I don't know. I mean, it was just a different process. I kind of try not to, judge it too much, you know. It was just how it was, what it was. It was how we made it. And I think there's, you know, some cool things about that. I really like the sound of it. I feel like what we ended up with, I'm really proud of, and I think that I like the sound of, so personally, so I
Thank you.
guess that's for me, that's as far as my that's as far as I can reach, you know. Once I guess everyone else just has to decide whether or not they like it or not, and that's
Sure,
kind of
I'm sure.
fine, you know.
I'm sure. And so, how
Yeah.
did you and Josh, what kind of discussions did you have about that sound? Did you have an idea going into it, what you wanted it to sound like?
Yeah, that's a good question. We kind of it was kind of experimental in that we kind of just took each song or each song idea as it came and just kind of just hashed around ideas as to what, you know, what would suit, what would be a good vibe for it. And you know, there's quite a few of the songs on this record that don't really have bridges.
Right.
And you know, some of the structure's quite loose, but I think I don't know, I kind of like that. I like the idea of making something that is a song that, you know, it's still a song, but it's kind of more of a vibe, kind of getting across a vibe or something, rather than getting too hung up in like verse chorus
Right.
bridge pre-chorus, you know, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I sort of I kind of probably let go of a lot of the you know, I'm not saying it's anything particularly out of the box or avant-garde in the grand scheme of things, but for me, yeah, just a I guess just a slightly different process of putting it together kind of maybe means a different-ish sounding outcome. Yeah.
Right. So, as a songwriter, do you kind of look around what other current songwriters are doing and get you go, oh, you can do that, you can get away with that, or you can change things around? Is that something that's on your mind?
I don't think so. I think that, I mean, of course, you like as a writer, you're always, and I mean, as a music fan, you know, much like yourself, like you're always listening to th and you're listening to new stuff and old stuff and things that you get obsessed with, and but I think, yeah, I think that's kind of, so that's kind of maybe there's some influences of, from something that I was listening to that snuck in, but I think generally, in terms of actually creating something and producing it, I think that I don't know, I'm pretty single kind of, I don't know, I just whatever I like the sound of, you know, is kind of like my yardstick, you know, it's like I like that or I don't, and whether it has come from somewhere else, I don't know. Yeah, it's a little bit it's a bit fruity, isn't it? A bit airy fairy.
That's all right. Now I see one of the
Yeah, we
songs
didn't.
on. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, I was just gonna say, yeah, we didn't set out with kind of a like we want this song or this record to sound like XYZ kind of thing. We just took the ideas that we had and you know, mucked around with instrumentation and you know, the production side of things to get to a sound that we liked. Basically, yeah.
Right. So I see one of the songs is 4-5-4-3-2, which I remember
Yeah.
you performed at Galatas here last year sometime.
Oh, good memory. Good memory,
Well,
Marty.
not bad for an old guy,
Nice work. Nice
huh?
work. Yeah.
So that's been rattling around for a little while now.
Yeah.
So and your I remember your daughter was upset because you forgot the one.
Yeah, totally, totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what can
Yeah.
you tell me about the song? What do you want to tell me about the song?
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to think. That yeah, that song has been. I mean, honestly, all these songs, or the seeds of these songs, have all been kind of rattling around for me. Songs sit with me for, you know, for a long time before they kind of evolve and turn into something that I perform or that I record. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like lyrically and things, people, I kind of like to just leave that to people to listen to and take as they will, I guess. Yeah, I read this one. I really like the production side of it, kind of almost heads towards, or like the vocal harmony, and it kind of is like got a bit of a like Crosby, Stills kind of a just that like really big vocal harmony that I love, and so we kind of got a bit of that on there, but yeah, I don't know, I find describing it, the actual individual song, kind of difficult,
No,
but
that's all right. Did you catch Graham Nash when he was here, speaking of CSN?
I didn't. I
Oh,
can't believe I missed that.
he
But I
was
didn't.
so
Did you go to
good.
that? Oh, I bet. I bet. I had actually seen him though. I saw him out in Kansas City years ago at a he was at a he came to a Folk Alliance 1 year that I was showcasing out there. So yeah. That's not as good as seeing him perform a show, but I, you know.
And amazingly, he's 81 years old, which is the same age as, say, Joe Biden, the current president of the U.S., who everybody's worrying about as being this doddering old man who doesn't know what room he's in. But I mean, Graham was sharp, man. He was, because I did an interview with him as well, and he was amazing. It was like he's ageless, so it's a pretty good
It's
season.
pretty cool. I always feel really inspired when I see artists like, I mean, you know, particularly artists that I love like that, but you know, artists in that kind of era of their lives that are still just, you know, touring and rocking and just, and I, yeah, I hope to do that, you know. I love it. It'd be cool to be able to, you know, just to be still doing it, yeah, we'll see. We'll
Yeah,
see.
well, my favorite guy is Ian Hunter from Mott the Hoople, and he just put out a new album, and he just turned 85 today.
Wow, there you go.
He's like older than Dylan. It's just like,
Wow, I've got a long way to go,
thank God for
eh?
that. Yeah. But you do see yourself continuing on for indefinitely.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, I, you know, until such time as I don't enjoy it anymore, you know, and I can't really foresee that, you know. I love it. I love touring and I love performing, and you know, I'm lucky that that I seem to be able to write songs that at times connect with people. So yeah, hopefully I can keep doing it for sure.
And you're good at the work home balance thing? You seem to
Oh,
be.
terrible.
Really?
No, terrible. Yeah, terrible. I don't think anyone is anyone good at that? I don't know. It's a constant. It's constant. It's a constant juggle, and you know, you feel like you're never getting any of it right. But
Right.
I think you just, for me, yeah, I just kind of, I don't know. I just try as hard as I can muster each day, and sometimes it's great, and sometimes it's terrible, but that's okay. You know,
That's
I
okay.
think. I feel like that's kind of relatable, you know. Most people are sort of
Yeah.
have a different version of the same kind of thing, you know.
And do you want your kids to be musicians?
I mean, I have great aspirations of having a family band, but whether or not that eventuates is kind of up to the someone higher up, possibly. They can do whatever they like, but it'd be great. I mean, you know, from a practical standpoint, it'd be great if they could all learn instruments, and then you know, I could stop paying session musicians and they
There
could
you
just come on
go. You grow
and
your own, huh?
you know, and you just kind of pay them with ice cream or whatever rather than having to pay them actual fees. And you know, I yeah, of course, I'd love it. I'd love it if they would if they could, yeah, if they were into it, that'd be
Okay.
great. But
Now, getting back to the album, you have one called Hardest Thing, which I think you won some kind of songwriting award for. What's that all
I
about?
did. Thank you for pointing that out, Marty.
Hey.
Yeah, that was a great surprise. Actually, that was a couple of weeks ago down at the it was in the Country Music Honours Night. They have a thing called the MLT
Right.
songwriting, which is for an unreleased song. And yeah, I was extremely surprised, to be honest. I to the point that I was actually out the back gas bagging away with Barry Saunders when they were announcing it, just with no expectation and
Right.
certainly no absolutely no acceptance speech when
Right,
they
right.
announced it. I had to, like, run up the wings. But yeah, that was that. I mean, that's always nice. It's nice to hear that people are, you know, enjoy something or think it's good or you know
Yeah,
whatever.
yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
So how does that work if it's an unreleased song? How do they hear it? Did you have to put it forward?
yeah. So you enter. So it's a competition. So you enter unreleased stuff. So it's unreleased until this Friday, and because
Right.
it's on the new. So
Yeah.
yeah.
Yes. And why did you choose that one to be the one to be considered rather than and expectations or 5-4-3-2 or any of those.
It's funny actually, because I actually put in two songs. I put Sabotage in as well, which I thought would be a lot, have a lot more chance. But there you go. You just can't pick these things. Yeah, I don't
Yeah.
know. It was just a hunch. So yeah, that's nice.
Yes, and you got some nice artwork on the record.
I
Both
do.
sides of the if it's going to be a two side an actual physical thing, which I'm assuming you're releasing vinyl.
Yes, that's right. So there's this amazing artist called Emma Hercus, who is based north of Wellington, and she's very fancy. She's won like the National Contemporary Art Prize, and I discovered her work one day at a I was in Paikakariki, and I was waiting. I think I was waiting for a sound check, anyways, and I just stumbled across one of her paintings, and I was like, oh my God, like it just blew me away. And I ended up buying it there. I never bought a piece of art in my life, and
Right.
but we yeah, I made a connection, and she listens to my music, and I love her art, and we kind of just have this thing going on for quite a few years. And I just asked her if she would, how she would feel about me using the work as a cover, and she very graciously agreed. And so I feel I'm really stoked. This is definitely the most stoked I've been about any of my artwork before.
Huh. So what was it that connected you, that made you go, oh, geez, this thing really says something to me?
I mean, how hard is it to describe that? I don't know, it's just a feeling, like it just the yeah, her work just makes me feel something. And I love it. I love the color, and I just love her style. And so it's very cool to have, I don't know, to have that as the kind of as the front piece.
Yeah.
Especially good to not have my face on something for it for once, I feel like so often your face is just kind of everywhere on all the posters and stuff. And no, it's really cool.
Do you dabble in drawing or painting at all yourself?
Not at all. Not at all. I enjoyed it when I was a kid, but no, I'll leave that to the pros, I think.
Okay. Well, there, Joni Mitchell has done, Bob Dylan does his, they're
Oh, Holly Smith.
Holly Smith, there you go. I like that.
I know. Maybe one day.
Okay. All right. So are you doing some shows after the album comes out? What's happening?
So we play just three main centre shows with the band. So we play Christchurch on the 14th of June, Auckland on the 15th of June, and Wellington on the 16th of June.
And how do these, do they fit pretty much in with it? It sounds like they fit in with what you're usually do, so it shouldn't be a big shock to hear the new compared to the old, huh?
And how do you mean in terms
The
of the
new songs fitting in with, doing your classic tracks.
I think so. I mean, I think like hopefully there's like a bit of a different sound, but I think not so much that, people who are fans of the previous stuff will be, offended or won't be able to get on board. I think, it's still me writing songs,
Yeah, right. And overall, the album feels like it's kind of dark and moody, especially like, the first song, Circling the City. It's got you kind of driving around at night aimlessly. God knows what you're up to. And then by the end, Expectations feels a little more upbeat and optimistic. Is that what you had in mind?
Not really. I don't, to be honest, I don't really have anything in mind.
So you're not
I don't mean
overthinking.
to sort of paint myself as a vapid kind of person, but no, I think that because of my process of writing is very unconscious. So that just comes out as it comes out. And so then what it means and what it becomes down the line is kind of anybody's guess sort of thing. But I think for my that's just the way that I create. And I think that I don't know. I've found if I have like some predetermined thing or audience or something in mind, I don't like it as much. I don't think it
Right.
connects as well, or
Yeah.
something like that.
Okay. And you did one of those classic album of the Fleetwood Mac thing, right? Was it Rumours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done a few of them. Yeah, Rumours. Yeah, we did Rumours last year. That was cool.
And how did those, when you do something like that, obviously you already know the music. Everybody knows Fleetwood Mac and Rumours and all that. But as a vocalist in particular, does it have any long-term effects on you and working with these other people and kind of dealing with songs that you don't normally sing?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's probably really good for someone like me who predominantly do, is in my own world in terms of generally I sing what I write, so having to learn, I mean, of course I knew all the songs, I knew them before going in, but it's not that once you start actually learning them and how to sing them and how the, that side of it's definitely a challenge, because you are, there's the responsibility, I guess, of in a show like that, really you are trying to deliver the song as it was. You're not trying to, you're not trying to kind of make some crazy new version of it. So you have to, it was really good for me actually, working in that way, and not always easy. So it's pretty really enjoyable. Great, always great crew on the Liberty stage
Because
there.
as soon as I heard that they were doing that album, I was like, you have to do the Christine McVie song. I mean, there's no
Yeah,
way.
and
It
so I did. Yeah,
was fantastic.
we've actually done that. We've actually done that a couple of years in a row now, the Fleetwood Mac show,
Yeah.
because it just sells out straight away,
Of course.
and all the artists are like, God, if only our original shows would do the same,
Yeah, well.
Anyway, that's all right. It's just the nature of it.
Oh, and
But yeah,
speaking
no, it
of,
was.
oh, go ahead. Yeah.
I was just gonna say it's a great joy to be singing those songs, really, because they're the soundtrack to people's lives, and I
Yeah.
think that
Yeah.
that
Yeah.
is that it's a pretty moving thing, being a part of that. It's
Yeah.
yeah, it's really.
But you mentioning covering and reinventing something just made me think. I saw the show here at the Power Station the other night with Voom and Reb Fountain and Vera Ellen. And Reb did her version of How Bizarre, which is that kind of made everybody rethink that song, I think. So
Yeah,
what did
that's
you think when
great.
you
It's great.
heard
Yeah, I
it?
love it. It's a great version. I mean, I love Reb, and I love her voice. So and the song itself is great too. So it's a big yes for me. I
Yeah, I
love
think
it.
it's an event where she actually elevated the status of the song to took it someplace else and made people think more of it than it originally even.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's, I mean, it's been a long time since it was released, eh? So I guess that's
30
the nature
years.
of it. Is it 30 years?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
It was right when I
amazing.
moved to New Zealand, it was number one, I think, or
Wow.
something.
Yeah, that's bananas, isn't it? How quickly that time kind of,
That is exactly bananas, yes.
yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, I'll let you go. Thank you very much for taking time to talk to me on the, it's got to be,
Great
is it a
pleasure.
hectic week or is it kind of mellow now? Because
No, yeah, it's sort of, I try not to be too hectic, but yeah, there's definitely a lot on my to-do list, but that's
okay.
okay.
Well, tick this one
It's
off.
just, yeah.
Very
Thank
good.
you, Marty. It's nice to
And
chat.
we'll see you when you come up here and play. It'd be great.
Sounds great.
Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks,
All right.
Marty.
All right,
See ya.
bye-bye.
Bye.